And I want to welcome you to the podcast for this week. This week on the I Want to Know More podcast, we're in the book of John, chapter number 4, as we continue studying how this woman answers the Lord. Her attitude, her tone of voice, the way she does it. Not what she says, but how she says it. John chapter number 4. John chapter number 4, we're in this story, this retelling of an event that actually happened between a Samaritan woman at the well and our Lord. Now, our Lord has said, we're going to read it, starting in verse number 7. John 4:7, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. We covered this at length last week. How she's blazing with both barrels. She is loaded for bear, and here this Jew is. He's there at the middle of the day, and she was wanting to be alone. She didn't want anybody to see her coming because of her situation. And here he is, and he not only speaks to her, he asks her to do something for him. Said, would you give me a drink? Would you get me something to drink? Because he didn't have anything. He didn't have anything to draw. We're going to find that out in a minute. But she had what was needed to draw from this well. Verse number 10. We covered verse number 9 at length last week. And you can go back and look at it. Listen to it on our podcast, www.lamarowen.net. And you can go back to last week's and you can listen to it again if you need to. All right. Verse number 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. All right, Jesus turns her situation sideways a little bit here. He is answering her question, her statement, with a further answer. He says, if you just knew who it was talking to you, you'd ask for the living water. Now, this is a figurative water. It's not physical water. It's not something that's that you need to draw from a well. You know, this is not the physical water he's talking about. And this, the water of life discourse, is a fundamental part of Christianity. Because what he's talking about is he's talking about the Holy Ghost of God. He's talking about a spring of living water, and you'll never thirst. Not physically. You thirst physically, yes. The flesh still thirsts. But there's something that is empty in everyone, and the Holy Ghost fills that need. And being born again fills that need. If thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Now, this living water, again, it's not physical, it's spiritual. And spiritual living water is a very, very important thing. Now, this takes the woman a little bit by surprise. And verse number 11 gives us some information. Look at her statement. Verse number 11. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children? And his cattle? Oh my. Now there's a bunch in this. There's a bunch to unpack here. There is. There's a lot to unpack. And we need to go to another scripture to really fully unpack it. First off, the Lord says, if you knew who it was, if you knew who it was, you'd ask of him. And she says, sir. Now, this sir could be a respectful sir, or it could be a mocking sir. And I think in this case, it's a mocking sir, because she says, sir, you don't have anything to draw the water with. Where are you going to get water? And then she says, are you greater than our father Jacob? Now, this right there is a statement that a Jew would have rankled at. You know the word rankled? That means to be really upset about. A Jew would have been very upset with that statement. I guarantee you, a Jew would have been upset at that statement. Because the Samaritans weren't really descended from Jacob. And so the Samaritan woman is kind of prodding him a little bit. And she's a little proud about it. She says, are you greater than our father Jacob? Again, there's another scripture that we need to go to that is very appropriate in this day and age. I mean, it really is. In the circumstances that are happening right now, even. This woman's derision, this woman's hatefulness, this woman's mockery, she's pretty proud. And she says, are you greater than our father, Jacob? This is pride speaking. She's bought into the Samaritan legends that they were truly, and they really were descended from Jacob, even though the Bible records otherwise, that they were strangers. She is definitely, definitely proud. She may be ashamed of what she's done. She may be ashamed enough to only come at noon to get water when the lines aren't long and there's nobody there to talk to deride her. Here she says, are you greater than our father Jacob? What a statement. But let's turn over to 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse number 5. 1 Peter 5:5, the Bible records this. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now that last portion, that last verse, is one of the most misquoted verses in the Word of God, because it's often quoted, casting all your cares. And that's not what it says, casting all your care. And it's part of, it's subordinate to the first part of the sentence, which is humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. In due time. And this right here applies in today's age, especially greatly to me. Because they ain't nobody, and I'm sorry for my English usage, they ain't nobody humble in today's age. They ain't nobody ready to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God. And heaven forbid they got to wait on God. Heaven forbid it has to be in due time. Folks, the Lord careth for you. And we're going to work this backwards. The Lord cares. The Lord cared for this Samaritan woman. She just needed to be a little subject. And she's going to be. She's going to be. The Lord's going to have to kind of put her in her place to get her to that point. But she will be subject. She will become humbled when he tells her all things that ever she did. Her five husbands and the one that she's living with now that's not her husband. She's going to humble then. But right now she's proud and stiff-necked and tells the Lord, are you greater than our father Jacob? And that is, you know, today's world is like that. Did you go to the grocery store earlier in this week? You saw it. Everybody stocking up. Some stocking up more than they should. And everybody wanting to get the same things at the same time. Mostly propane and other fuels. And yeah, it's important to keep your own family safe. It is. But it's even more important to be humbled under the hand of God, be subject one to another, not be greedy, in other words. Not be greedy. Be willing to share. Be willing to take less so that someone else can get enough. You know. And it happened during Helene. It happened during basically every winter storm that's been a big deal. This one's no exception. You know, a lot of people say this is the worst they've ever seen it, but I hear that every time there's a winter storm. This is the worst we've ever seen. And, you know, maybe this is the worst one we've ever seen. Maybe this is the worst one we'll ever experience. I don't know. I'm recording this earlier in the week. I don't know what the Lord's going to send. I'm not going to claim to be a prophet or anything and tell you that we're going to get a particular thing. I do know this. No matter what the forecast says right now, it changes. And I'm talking about right now as in middle of the week when I'm recording this. I'm not talking right now as in Saturday at 2 o'clock. But we need to consider each other. We're supposed to consider each other. We're supposed to be sharing and caring. And we're supposed to be humbled under the mighty hand of God. Now, humility is seemingly a dirty word in most people's vocabulary these days. In the world, I mean, people seem like they're racing for position, and if you get ahead of somebody, they might get mad enough to shoot you in this day and age. How dare you get ahead of me? It's me, 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 me. Well, there's no me in humility. There is an humble. There's an M and an E in humble. But that means me needs to be out of the picture and needs to be hidden and needs to be taken away. We need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he shall exalt us in due time. Now, due time is an important concept. It is. When the Lord is ready for you to be exalted, you'll be exalted, and not before. Because, you know, you may not be able to handle being exalted. I know 20 plus years ago, I wasn't able to handle it. I may not be able to handle it now. I'm not exalted by any means, even now, but I know I wasn't ready to handle it 20 years ago. I thought I was. I thought I wanted to be somebody great and be exalted and whatnot, but I have learned over the years that it's a good thing I wasn't, because I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready for it. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal. So, what's the offshoot of this? Yes, this is in today's age. Today's age, people are everything but humble. Humility is not even part of the vocabulary. Humility is not in people's words anymore in this day. And that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing. It's a real bad thing. Folk, we need to be humble. We need to be caring. And furthermore, we need to cast our care on the Lord. Casting our care upon Him, for He careth for you. That's an important thought. That's an important thought. to think about, casting our care upon Him. But this woman was everything but humble. I mean, she came out swinging at his first question. And this next question is even more intense. As she says, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water?" And then she goes the next step. "Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?" She's showing pride calling Jacob her father. Supplanter. The Samaritans were the supplanters in this case. Instead of calling Israel their father, they called Jacob. Jacob, the name Jacob means supplanter. Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Wow. What an amazing statement. What an amazing statement made there. It's a wonderful statement. He says, you drink of this water, you're going to thirst again. But the water I give, you'll never thirst again. You'll never thirst again. Now, of course, again, he's talking spiritual. He's not talking physical water. He's talking spiritual water, not physical. Verse number 15. The woman saith unto him, "Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." Again, she's got it all mixed up. People have the wrong idea about what salvation means and what salvation is. And when the Lord says, "Give me the Lord says that she's could have living water," she says, "All right, give me this water that I may never thirst again." All right, well, there's some steps that have to be followed. There's some things that have to be done. She's more receptive. I think she's still a little bit sarcastic here. I think she's not fully given in to the idea that that the Lord is talking spiritual things instead of physical things. I think she wants this water that she doesn't have to come back here and draw. Hey, that'd be great if she could have living water, and that living water means that she never has to come back to this place. Verse number 16. Jesus saith unto her, "Go call thy husband and come hither." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said unto her, "Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly." All right. Here's where salvation gets down to earth. You got to acknowledge what your thirst really is. You got to acknowledge what your thirst really is. And her thirst, well, her sin is laid out for her. And this is about spiritual things and about the sin that has plagued her and about the very reason she was here at midday. The Lord cuts straight to the point. He cuts straight to the point, and the point is clear. The point is that she has done some things and the Lord's drawing attention to her. You got to get lost before you can get saved. You have to be lost before you can be found. You have to know you're a sinner before you can be saved from your sins. You have to know you're thirsty before you'll want something to drink. And the Lord is exposing what she's done. He says, bring your husband. Go get your husband. And she says, I have no husband. Sir, I have no husband. And then the Lord tells her all things that ever she did. As he says, thou hast said truly. That saidst thou truly. Thou hast no husband. Thou hast had five husbands. And the one thou now hast is not thine husband. In that saidst thou truly. And this takes the woman by surprise. Now we're going to come back to this particular piece next week, the Lord willing. Depending on situation, it may be 2 weeks. I don't know. I don't know what the weather's going to do. I don't know what things are going to happen and not happen. But folks, study in your word, look in the word, and humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And I want to thank you for listening to the podcast for today. I Want to Know More is a podcast ministry of Brother Lamar Owen. I'm out of the Macedonia Baptist Church located in the Silverstein community of Transylvania County. To correspond with me, please write to broadcast@lamarowen.net. That is, again, email broadcast@lamarowen.net. And join us here again next week for I Want to Know More.